Audio presents Not Afraid of Life, My Journey So Far by Bristol Palin with Nancy French. This is Bristol Palin. Introduction. I lied to my mother. "We're going to stay the night at Emma's house," I nonchalantly said as my friend and I headed toward the front door. Mom was busy paying bills and really didn't look up from her work. There was only 1 week left of school, and the weather was warming up in the Madanuska-Susitna borough. "Okay," she responded, not suspecting a thing. "Do you need me to drop you off?" "No," I said. "Her mom's in a hurry, but she's going to pick us up at the end of the driveway." "Have fun," she said casually and waved goodbye. That deception would affect my life in ways a teenager could not comprehend. It changed my relationship with my parents, my boyfriend, and even God. It would eventually cause me public embarrassment on an international scale and cause many sleepless nights. But I didn't know that at the time. On that day, my friend and I believed we were getting away with a harmless high school lie. Usually, I have a very sensitive conscience, even to the point that I can't leave a store without fixing a messed up clothes rack. I think, I'm going to fix these or some overworked employee is going to have to do it later, and she's probably already done it a million times already today. But on that morning, my conscience wasn't really even pricked. Apparently, the excitement of seeing Levi outweighed any anxiety I felt about lying to my mom. So we toted our bags down to the end of the long gravel driveway.